Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hold on.
Okay.
You're too soon. Hi.
Hi, dude.
Hi.
Hi, I miss you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I miss you too.
What are you doing?
I was climbing
Playing with your computer?
I was. I was climbing the bed of baby tiger.
Tomorrow, that's nice.
Yeah.
I wish I heard you.
Yeah, I just panicked and remembered I had to do something. And right as I panicked, I remembered the phone rang. I was like, okay, I guess I'm not doing that. I was looking at an article about, in the New York Times, about the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston is showing Ralph Lauren's automobile collection.
Oh, Lord.
Which is kind of like, oh, Lord. It's funny. It's really kind of funny. The Museum of Fine Arts in Boston has gotten a lot of flack for doing things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were the ones who had the Herb Ritz show.
The what show? Sorry?
Herb Ritz.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And I think they also had the guitar show. Or am I wrong about that? But they've been really received a lot of flack for pretty much only putting up shows that are going to get huge, huge turnout.
Right.
And kind of being on a downward spiral. Like, you know, only showing impressionists and fast cars.
Right. Just totally like stuff with total pop. Value.
Right. Except the irony is that there's cars in the collection of the Museum of Modern Art, you know? And there's a helicopter in the show, you know? Because part of the MoMA's charter is about design, too.
Right.
But these cars are
so... But this just seems like, you know, like showing off, like, a really wealthy person's toys.
I know. If it weren't that it was all Ralph Lauren's, like, I would be really like it a lot more, but like these, they're so beautiful. They're so beautiful.
Yeah, they're really nice cars.
They're really beautiful. I mean, they're like 1938 Bugattis and like a 1932 Mercedes Benz, where they made in 3 years, Mercedes only made like 20 to 30 of them that are still around. There's only like 30 made and like 20 are still around. And they were like built and they were sent out just with the chassis. And then, like, of course, the people who bought these were so obscenely rich that they then had a coachmaker custom build the body to it.
Wow.
So each one is different in its stylings.
Wow. It's crazy.
And this one is so beautiful. It's so it's just amazing. It really looks like the Batmobile.
Got it, dude.
It's really, really cool. And there's a really beautiful, there's really beautiful, like, the original version of the PT Cruiser that you're driving around.
Right.
But, like, so beautiful. It's black. It's black with chrome, and it's so long, and... It's really, everything's just really well designed.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful, beautifully restored. But, I mean, yeah, they're Ralph Lauren's fancy toys.
Yeah.
So.
Totally, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe.
Hi.
So, yeah, I got some messages back from you about that. I was thinking, you know, probably the best way for us to find out what kind of laundry hookups we have is to just ask Fausto.
It's probably true.
I think he will know.
He will totally know. He would totally know. Can't deal with that right now.
Not that I'm saying that you have to deal with it now. I'm just saying, like, I was thinking that's probably the most successful way of finding out.
Yeah, I think it is, especially considering we can probably hopefully ask him to help us install it.
Yeah, I'm sure we can. Yeah.
So.
And probably should.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
because there are a lot of things that can go wrong.
I think
you know?
He would prefer to be present than not to be present.
Yeah, we don't want like flooding or like things venting into the house accidentally or like gas leaks or you know whatever it is. So.
No, mm-hmm. We don't. We don't want any of that.
No. I mean, I think it's like very easy if you know what you're doing, but if you don't know what you're doing, you could make a real mess of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't know what's in and what's out.
Hmm?
If you don't know what's in and what's out.
Right, right. Yeah, that's you. Hmm. So. Hi.
Hi.
So you're going to bed?
Oh, I mean, I climbed into bed because that's where the phone was.
Oh, not like.
All the lights are on in the house.
All the lights are in the house. So it is, it's nearing the witching hour.
I know. Although.
No computers after midnight rule.
No computers after midnight rule is in effect. So there will be no computers. So that's done.
I told my therapist about Ephelumps today.
You told your therapist about Ephelumps. What did you tell her?
I just told her that that was our code word for. Like, you know, either we're getting... I told her about zookeeping, basically.
About zookeeping?
Yeah.
How did you describe zookeeping to her?
Well, just basically that if either party becomes an Ephelump, the other one has to become the zookeeper. And to the care and feeding of the Ephelump.
Care and feeding of the Ephelump.
She thought it was really great.
She liked that. And how do you explain what an Ephelump
like
was
that
to
you
her?
Were put, she liked it that you were putting her out of a job. She was like, that's what it's the way it should be.
Oh, yeah. I was putting her out of a job. I'm not as good of a zookeeper as she is, though, your therapist.
Huh?
I'm not probably as good of a zookeeper as your therapist.
No, you're a pretty good zookeeper, maybe.
I'm just not. She's probably a lot better at other kinds of zookeeping.
Well, I think that like she's the type to get called in for like extreme zookeeping, you know?
Right. She's like a
she's like the veterinarian.
She's a veterinarian, and I'm like good at like I'm good at like putting out your food. In scooping up your poop and giving you more hay.
Yeah. But I think initially I was using her for veterinary services and then I was just using her for zookeeping, you know, by the time I left.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of back for like an annual checkup by the vet, you know?
Yeah, the annual veterinary checkup. That's
yeah.
True.
Anyway, I think it's one of our more successful metaphors.
Yes, it is quite a successful metaphor. What are some of the other really good metaphors we've come up with?
I don't know. I was going to say baby tiger, but that's not a metaphor. She's a person.
She's a real person. She's sitting on my chest right now.
I know.
She says, I'm a real person.
Yeah, I know she's totally a real person. So I don't know. I can't think. I think it's like definitely the zookeeping one is the one that's taken on the most of a life of its own.
Yeah, it has. Did you tell about her about your Ephelump sweatshirt?
Oh, yeah. I told her that the Ephelump was a great hoodie sweatshirt. I was like, it's kind of like an animal that wears a great hoodie sweatshirt.
We really should see the Ephelump movie if it's still out.
We have to see it. We can't tell anyone, but we have to see it. I want to see it.
I know. Is
we
it still,
go in Portland.
It's what's that? Is it still playing? Do you know?
I don't know. I can look.
I'd like to go in Portland. We'll sneak off and not tell anyone.
Yeah. because they laughed at us. I wanted to see it in New York, but people would have really laughed at us.
Yeah. No, I don't think anyone in Portland would really laugh. My mom would think it was very sweet, and my brother would say, I like cartoons.
Would he come too?
He might. Oh, he would totally come. Steven watched all, like, was obsessed with Disney films for a while. Disney and Hanna-Barbera and all of that.
In fact, I think we might have to own a copy of the video when it comes out.
Okay.
Just for the collection.
Yeah, although I have to say, it doesn't look like much happens.
No, it doesn't. But it'll be cute anyway, just because of our private joke.
I know, it might be cute. It seems like it's kind of boring, though.
Yeah, well, it's
kind of
designed for, like, 5-year-olds.
I know, it's designed for 5-year-olds. But it's really, like, it's, like, really designed for 5-year-olds and no one else.
Right, unlike many movies which are designed for 5-year-olds and 40-year-olds.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not...
what a really successful cartoon is.
Right, it's not like The Simpsons. It's not like The Incredibles was. It's like...
Oh, you know what else I want to see? What? I want to see Robots.
You want to see what?
Robots.
I don't know what that
new
is.
Movie. It's a new movie. Animation.
Oh. Is it good?
It looks really good. It's supposed to be really good.
Okay. Maybe you can go see that.
Sounds funny. Okay, baby. I should probably get back to my kids.
Okay.
Maybe not. I keep forgetting. I'm quitting.
No, don't go back. You're quitting. You already quit. You quit earlier today.
I know I could early say. So these are my good kids. They entertain me a lot.
Oh, whatever. They're just... You're going to quit. You should... I had a... Yeah. Yeah.
I feel very happy to have quit.
Yeah.
At least nobody's going to ask me to do anything.
Yeah, no one's going to ask you to do anything. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hi.
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 I love you, baby.
I love you too, my F-O-M.
Yeah. Today I'm wearing a very fancy and exotic version of Ethelumpkin, being my gray cashmere wrap.
Oh, you are wearing your wrap. You are cloaked.
I'm cloaked.
You are in a cloak.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I look like hell. One of my students came in, one of my students from last semester, and... So apparently, one of my internship students I met with on Tuesday, and apparently word has gotten around instantly, like blazed, like the speed of light through all of the friend networks, that I listen to Hot 97 and Power 105.
What?
They're like amazed that I listen to hip hop. And they all had to come and talk to me about it. It was really funny. See, he came in and just wanted to say hello, you know? He just wanted to come in and hang out for a second. He's like, how are you? And I was like, oh man, I'm really overwhelmed right now. He's like, yeah, I can tell you look it. And I was like, thanks, Emilio.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wearing like jeans and a white t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone is not put together today. I was like...
I'm playing the role.
I know. I like threw on a white t-shirt and then I threw on a sweater and it was like perpetually in that space in between sweater temperature and t-shirt temperature in the building.
So you, like, kept taking off and putting it back on.
Right. So I kept being like... I kept, like, taking it off and putting it back on. And, like, wearing this, like, you know, kind of tight white t-shirt.
Dude.
Kind of unattractive and ungainly and completely unprofessional. I mean, like an undershirt, you know?
Yeah.
My
shoulders are really sunburned. I just start wearing sunscreen on these things with Kathy.
That's so crazy that your shoulders are sunburnt, and on my way to work today, my wet hair froze.
I know. So it's like, I forget that it's like, once you hike up into the mountains, that it's like, there's no smog or cloud cover kind of thing, you know?
Smog or cloud cover. It's mostly the smog cover, not the cloud cover.
I know, if you're above the smog, so then the sun gets to you more.
Yeah.
You have a perception of smog. Anyway, okay, dude, I really should go. I'm going to let them out soon.
Okay, when are you going to let them out?
Soon?
Soon.
Like, I don't know what time it is. I've been on the phone
soon. Okay, I think you, like, when you called, you had, like, about an hour left.
It was like 11:30. Like, half an hour, yeah. Half an hour.
Okay.
Will you still be up?
Yeah.
All right.
You can try me. I'll still be up. I can't go to bed in the next half hour.
Okay.
Call me back.
Okay. I'll call you back.
Bye.